The Copper Basin 300 Sled Dog Race starts on Saturday in Glen Allen. The race has a nearly full roster of mushers eager for their first chance at competition in a season slowed by cold temperatures in the north and low snowfall in the south. Lorian Nettleton from KTNA in Talkeetna has more.
The Copper Basin 300 Dog Sled Race wasn't going to happen. After last year's race was scrapped due to severe weather, the organizers were unsure whether to commit to giving it another try in 2013. A group of concerned mushers and volunteers came together and formed a new board. They agreed to round up some help and get the race going in under 8 weeks. When poor snow conditions across south central Alaska scrapped several premier races this month, the Copper Basin 300 roster nearly filled up, with mushers ready to take their teams from training into competition. Race manager Zach Steer started as a musher in the Copper Basin 300 a number of years ago. Since then, he's evolved into other roles for the race, helping with checkpoints and logistics along the way. This year, the committee asked him to be race manager. He says the reorganization has helped keep the race alive and hopefully better than ever.
You know, the Copper Basin has a checkered past with musher confidence and communication, and it hasn't always been where it needs to be. And I think this year the mushers have a lot more confidence in the race, and the race organization is a lot more organized, and you know, it seems to be on track to put on a successful event. And when the mushers saw that happening, I think they were ready to sign up. And so it looks like we're going to have 35 to 40 teams at the starting line on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. in Glen Allen.
Steer says volunteers have been on the trail for 2 months, and he says Mother Nature has been lending a hand in making sure everything is in place and ready for this weekend.
You know, as soon as there was snow on the ground, people started doing brush clearing and trail work and marking, and it's been an ongoing process. You know, Mother Nature's been pretty cooperative this year. We don't have a lot of snow, which actually makes trail work easy because you don't have to go out and pack it every time it snows like last year. But there's an adequate amount, and right now the trail's looking in pretty good condition, I would say.
2012 Yukon Quest champion Hugh Neff will be there, despite a blown transmission on his dog truck. Neff says he's using the opportunity to make some selections for his 2013 Yukon Quest team.
You know, I don't really have the greatest mid-distance racing career. I've never really won a mid-distance race or come very close to winning one. So we'll see how we do. I'm just going to, you know, look at it as a training run, and if they're looking good, then we'll go for it. It's a great training run. That's why you see so many Quest teams doing it, because it really is a shorter style Quest race, and looks like the weather's going to be fairly decent this year, and you know, we got some really great competition, fellas like Brent Sass, Alan Moore, of course, and Jake Berkowitz, and when a guy like John Schandelmeyer signs up, there's a reason he's signing up, because he has a good dog team. So it's going to be a good race, and I'm really looking forward to it.
The early competition helps mushers determine which dogs will make this year's team for larger long-distance races. Neff says the early season races are good for his dogs, but at age 45, he needs all the workouts he can get to keep up with the younger mushers.
There's a few hills here in the Copper Basin, and I don't plan on sitting on the sled and just having those dogs, you know, pull me up the hill. I don't look at myself as a musher anymore. I look at myself as the number one wheel dog in the state. And so when I'm behind a sled, I'm not just sitting there. I'm doing whatever I can to make the team go faster.
Alan Moore finished 26 seconds behind Neff in last year's Yukon Quest. This will be Moore's 12th participation in the race, which he has won 3 times. His SP Kennel Black team is almost entirely made up of last year's Yukon Quest team, and Moore says that after a colder than average November and December in interior Alaska, the dogs are ready to get some race time in. Mushers and volunteers agree that the Copper Basin 300 offers a unique look at dog sled racing. Almost all of the checkpoints are on the road system, so spectators and handlers can see teams as they make the run from Glen Allen around the Copper Basin. Once again, Zach Steer.
The Copper Basin 300 is unusual, and most dog races, you know, tend to be sort of these remote events where you really don't know what's going on. You can't see it, you know, firsthand. And the Copper Basin, with pretty much every checkpoint along the road system, allows spectators, handlers, fans, sports staff to actually see the race happening. It's exciting. It's a way to be a part of the race without being a dog musher yourself.
The race will be updated through the weekend on the Copper Basin 300 website, as well as on their Facebook page. In Talkeetna, I'm Lorian Nettleton.